بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب استحباب الاجتماع على القراءة. This is a chapter on it being desirable to have a gathering to recite the Quran. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وما اجتمع قوم في بيت من بيوت الله يتلون كتاب الله ويتدارسونه بينهم إلا نزلت عليهم السكينة وغشيتهم الرحمة وحفتهم الملائكة وذكرهم الله في من عنده. This hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that no group of people gather in any of the house of the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherein they recite the Quran Majid and they teach it to one another. يَتَدَارَسُونَهُ بَيْنَهُمْ They teach it to one another. When this happens, إِلَّا نَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةِ Sakina, which means peace and tranquility, descends upon them. وَغَشِيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةِ Allah Ta'ala's rahmat, mercy envelops them. وَحَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ The angels encircle such a gathering. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala remembers this gathering. Allah mentions this gathering, but the gathering of the angels, the gathering that is by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So in this hadith, we can understand the importance of when we recite the Qur'an, and this is in the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, somebody is reciting, others are listening, or وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ بَيْنَهُمْ تَعْلِيمِ تَعْلُمْ is taking place, somebody is teaching Qur'an, others are studying it. When this happens, then Allah ta'ala sends down sakina, peace and tranquility. And Allah's mercy envelops that gathering. And also the angels surround that gathering. Then on top of all that, Allah Ta'ala makes mention of this gathering. Allah boasts to the angels about this gathering. They see my banda, they are reading my Qur'an, they are teaching it to one another. So these type of gatherings are very, very beneficial. And this hadith shows the importance of such gatherings. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal. Wa afir da'wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.